with Elvis Duran.
It's Elvis Duran in the 96.1 Kiss FM Morning Show on the new 96.1 Kiss FM.
Saturday morning, just be so rude.
Come on!
Right now is your chance to win tickets to the 2014 iHeartRadio Music Festival in Las Vegas. Text this keyword now.
Club. C-L-U-B. Club.
Text that keyword to 45495 and you'll receive a notification that you are entered to win your way to Vegas for the 2014 iHeartRadio Music Festival on 96.1 KISS FM.
Our company just did this company-wide test.
The code of conduct.
Oh, my God.
This course will help you learn the best practices you must follow to do your job with honesty and integrity.
Hold on, I'm going to put my hand on my pants and listen.
And to avoid improper behavior.
Oh, yeah.
You're making me rant.
Oh, I'm so happy.
All members of our team are valued and respected.
Not a professional, and I want to be taken seriously.
A professional what?
Jackass.
We maintain a positive work environment.
If you don't answer, you will be fired.
Okay. Free from harassing behavior.
Put your hand down Greg T's pants.
No! Harassment includes verbal harassment.
You're a douche.
Yeah, bitch.
Derogatory comments.
I can see your camel toe.
Slurs.
Idiot.
Sexual harassment.
I gotta see them blouse puppies.
Physical harassment.
I'm gonna throw a chair. Hey!
Our company's success depends upon all of us living by those principles every day.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Speaking of, I need to apologize for everyone who came out to our end of summer bash last night, and we were bringing cash onto the stage, and so there was a delay, and I was up there by myself with nothing to say. So I did ask the entire audience if they wanted to see my private parts.
Yeah. You did.
That was a little uncomfortable.
And they responded. There was a glowing yes.
Well, I think it was like, it was 50-50. Well, you know, look, you're on stage in front of thousands of people who are the best, you know, your best friends that listen every day, and there's a... You don't have anything to say. I don't have an act. You know, I'm not a comedian.
Yeah. You don't have a solid 2 minutes.
No, I don't have like a dialogue.
You couldn't have danced a jig while you were standing there.
So I looked at Uncle Johnny and said, Uncle Johnny, what do I do? And he says, I don't know.
Show your private parts.
So I said, hey, you want to see my private parts? Anyway, thank you to everyone who came out to the event last night. It was just so much fun. Beautiful night. Under the stars, a nice breeze coming in off the East River.
That was the best.
It was deliciously festive. Thank you to everyone who made it possible.
Yeah.
And, you know, Uncle Johnny's Rum Chata Bar was a huge success.
It was.
Thanks to everyone who came out to my H2O wireless charging station. It was the dopest charging station ever.
You remember you were sad about it yesterday.
I was, but then when we got there, I was like, who wants to charge your phone? And everyone was like, what?
How many did you charge?
Like 30.
Oh,
I told
you a lot of people
need
that.
Yes, Froggy.
I have a problem.
What's that?
We played frog pong where we had giant solo cups and we were playing beer pong with these froggy basketballs.
Yes.
Somebody stole them all.
When
we were leaving, I wanted to take like one ball home with me because they were basketballs with frogs on them.
Wait, you wanted to steal one. How dare they steal one?
Well, it's not really stealing if it's frog pong. It's my game. I could take one ball home.
Yeah, someone stole your balls.
We have to thank Gary for that from sendintheclowns.com for the frog pong.
Well, thank you, Gary, but somebody stole all the balls.
We'll make you some more, honey.
Thank you.
But a big thanks to Hornblower. You know, their cruises and their events at that beautiful pier right there at South Street Seaport. Gorgeous Watermark Bar was fabulous. Captain Mark. He looked just like Kenny Rogers. He looked much better than Kenny Rogers. I would trust him driving my ship any night.
Mm.
Anyway, it was just a fascinating night. It was great. Now, I brought this up yesterday, and I noticed you got a little upset, Bethany, so I dropped it. There is an article in New York Post last week, I believe. The writer's name is Dori Lowak. She wrote an article about how women should calm down when they hear catcalls from construction workers.
Oh, jeez.
She's like, it's all good fun, and it's validating to have guys actually whistling and say, yay, baby, you look hot.
Look how hard Scary's nodding all women.
I've been saying this for years. It's an ego snack. It's got to feel good if you're walking down the street and you're being noticed and you're being it's like you're being like, it's like almost like, oh, wow, it's an approval.
Okay.
You're hot.
May I just, correct me if I'm wrong. I think, look, I love our construction workers. Without them, our city wouldn't have buildings.
Right.
And they're good guys. And they think what they're doing maybe is great or maybe it's just whatever. I don't know. I think it's kind of, it makes you look like a piece of meat.
Yeah,
I can see how you would love it.
No, so, it feels like you're being just looked at not as a person, but as like a pair of breasts. And also, it can be kind of scary. I mean, there have been times that I've been walking and someone literally slows their car down and is driving along with me as I'm walking and catcalling out their window. That's really scary.
That can be scary.
Hey, baby!
Yeah,
Twits! Come over here!
Come over here, Twits! I mean, Carla Marie has a fight with these construction workers every day.
Every morning. And the one morning, the guy was like, oh, here she comes. And I was like, really, dude? Really? You're gonna do that? It's 5:30 in the morning.
She starts yelling at them.
I don't have time for that crap. Leave me alone.